So what do you do? I'm just going to give you a really overview. You know kind of what to do, giving you some protocols just by talking about the neurotransmitters and the precursors and how you can help a serotonin deficiency with 5-hydroxytryptophan plus B6 plus some tyrosine. And we'll talk way more about protocols. We'll go into a lot of the herbs and things like that and foods very specifically. Got a whole disclaimer thing that this is not intended to replace one-on-one relationship with a qualified healthcare professional. This isn't medical advice. This is education from my knowledge base, my clinical experience base to you. And if you are looking at this for yourself rather than just working with clients, really do make sure that if you are under the care of a medical practitioner that you do so in partnership or at least get on the calls and ask questions so that we can clarify anything before you move forward. But the general approach, which is a general approach for a lot of things, right, is get them off the junk, put them on whole foods, put them on an antioxidant-rich diet, high in greens, fruits, and vegetables, and you take care of a lot of this. Balance their omega-3s via food, flax, hemp, chia, purslane, and if they need to have fish oils or krill oil or something like that. Avoiding environmental toxins. It's huge because the effects it puts on this poisons is the mechanism. Getting rid of the sugar, being wary of medications, very wary of medications, especially SSRIs because of the possibility, especially in younger people, to create imbalances that lead to higher levels of suicide. And the suicide rate does dramatically increase. And then managing stress. Use only fuel designed for your machine. I kind of equated it to a car, right? Use only fuel designed for your machine. Whole, fresh foods, good fats. Get an oil change. Replace your fats with the good fats. Don't be eating a lot of oils. Don't be eating a lot of omega-6s. Amino acids can be provided in the form of getting stomach acid working properly. It can be provided in the form of free-form amino acid supplements. It can be provided in the form of high-protein foods that you take with the appropriate enzyme supplementation to break them down. It could be protein powders. There's a number of it. The tune-up regularly is providing the necessary nutrients, getting plenty of rest, moving a lot, managing stress, and having fun. So kind of a fun little chart that you may be able to utilize with the people that you're working with. And here's a list of some of the labs that actually do brain chemistry lab testing. Okay, Labrix, Neurogistics, NeuroRelief, Pharmasan, and LabDBS. You can take a look at them. There is not as much great information online with these neurotransmitter tests as there are for the other tests, the aminos and all. And you notice the major players that we usually see, like Doctor's Data and Metagenics and Genova, they don't do the neurotransmitter testing. Now, is it because they just don't have the equipment to do it yet, or they just don't believe that it's accurate yet? I don't know. I would love to maybe put that on my list of things to do, is to call the labs and say, we noticed that you don't have these tests. Is there a reason? And they'll probably say, because we think organic acids and amino acid tests give you way more information about neurotransmitters plus symptoms. So when you're working with people, the symptoms are big, really, really honing in, not just, oh, I'm depressed. Oh, good. Okay, let's give you some 5-HTP. No. Talk about the depression. What kind of things make it better? What kind of things make it worse? When did it come on? Is it worse in the winter? Is it better with warm weather? Is it better with sunshine? Is it better, you know, do you use any over-the-counter medications to control it? Do you smoke pot on the weekends to get you out of your depression, to give you motivation? There's all sorts of things that you can do to find out. And that's before you do any of the brain chemistry testing. The brain chemistry testing, seriously, when you get the reports back, I should have included a report for you, but it basically just tells you high, low, high, low, high, low, high, low. And it doesn't really mean a whole lot, in my opinion, to just look at the urine to see what you're spitting out, because we don't know where those came from. We don't know if that, you got a high level of GABA. Well, it might be in your kidneys. It has nothing to do with your brain. So it really may not be reflected. And those who studied it, and you'll read in those pro and the cons, the con articles, will share why they think it's not valid and when they think it is appropriate to do these tests. This is to go back. Labs are good for this, and the organic acids as well. Metametrics, Doctor's Data, Direct Labs, Great Plains, Acessa Labs. These are for amino acids as well as the organic acids. That's the way I like to test for these if we don't get results with just doing the really good assessment in history. I added a few to it since the last time I put a presentation on neurotransmitters together. The Edge Effect, love it, depression free for life. Mark Hyman's The Ultramind Solution, really it's great because he talks about the basic lifestyle stuff that affects the brain. So it doesn't go into the neurotransmitters in as much detail. Herbs and Nutrients for the Mind. It's something I just recently purchased. I found it on Amazon when I was looking for something else. I haven't had a chance to really dig in with it, but these are two naturopaths that have put this together. So in addition to the herbs, it has and the nutrients, it has a lot of things on herbs, and it's really good, and I do need to start reading it. It looks like it's a phenomenal book. I got it on Amazon. Again, it was one of those, it was a public library book, and it was like on sale for $2 on Amazon or something like that, and it was printed in 2004, so it's not a real recent one, but it looks like it has a lot of good stuff in it. Mental and Elemental Nutrients is a classic. It's a big, fat, thick book by Carl Pfeiffer, one of the forefathers of functional and holistic medicine. Brain Recovery, that talks more about brain injuries, but David Perlmutter is really, you know, he's a holistic MD, and he talks a lot about, you know, the diet and the lifestyle and all that. Brain Building Nutrition by Michael Schmidt. Again, I just recently purchased that one, so I haven't really gone through that. Change Your Brain, Change Your Life. Daniel Amen. Anything by Daniel Amen is really good background on how your brain works. He does scans on people's brains, and he looks to see what's lit up and what's not lit up. And he has, you know, a tremendous following. I threw in Addiction Free Naturally by Bridget Mars because she does talk about the brain and the way that addictions work. And she's an herbalist, so she has some really nice herbal type things. The Natural Medicine Guide to Bipolar Disorder. Again, you know, for very specific, bipolar is one of the most challenging things to deal with naturally and nutritionally. You can do it, and it takes time and it takes patience, and, you know, whether people can ever completely get off their medication, it remains to be seen. And then a couple of books about 5-HTP. Michael Murray's a naturopath. He's really into lots of herbs, so he's got some things in there about that.